Welcome. This is ActiveSpirituality.life. It is a weekly forecast program with astrology and a guided meditation activation to help you make the most of your week. It's run by Pamela Cuccinelli, that's me, the astrologer, and Susie Mazzoli, Master Healer. We invite you to find out more about our individual work, Susie Mazzoli, SusieMazzoli-Healer.com, or InsightOasis.com for astrology. You can also find both of us at ActiveSpirituality.life, and we look forward to your joining us every week. Please share with your friends. Here we go.
Welcome, everyone, to ActiveSpirituality.life with Pamela Cuccinelli and Susie Mazzoli. Pam's going to let us know about week 17 of this year, 2023, huge year of change and transformation. And this is another week for us, just filled, I'm sure, with change and transformation. Pam's going to let us know what we can keep our eyes open for and how we can keep learning from what we're going through. And I'll be back with our meditation to hopefully work out how we can keep our neutrality and keep our compassion up there in the forefront. So starting with Monday, the 24th of April, 2023, this is Pamela Cuccinelli.
Hello, hello. And yes, we're in that waxing moon cycle that sprang off the eclipse last week. And we are working towards the second eclipse of this season that happens in early May. So what that means is that we are in the usual lunar cycle of building towards something that we want to achieve, make happen, to bring to earth and birth. But it also has that immediacy, that push, that thrust that comes in this eclipse season energy. So it can be a revisit, a revival of something that has been in the works for quite some time and now has hit a threshold of immediacy. It can be something that has been recently revealed or unearthed that is in the process of opening up and expanding. It can be something that has revealed itself or presented itself or is coming in that lets us know how things must change from a situation that has been in existence. But as Susie said, this is a time of transformation. Should you presume or be willing to accept the invitation? And for some of us, it's kind of a no contest. It's we must take action. And a lot of this depends on your personal horoscope, things going on in your life, what seems to be calling to you to make those demands for immediacy or action at this point in time. But absolutely, if you're feeling the push, the thrust, the encouragement, the invitation, this is a great week of taking action. Now, there are better days than others for making certain overtures or doing certain things. So on Monday, the 24th, the moon begins in the sign of Gemini. It goes void, of course, at 8:15 a.m. Eastern time, and it's in void that morning until mid-afternoon when it enters the sign of Cancer at 2:58 p.m. So what does that mean? Well, when the moon is void, of course, it's not a time when we usually say, take action, make that phone call, do that interview, sign that contract. Of course, there may be things that are pushing us in that direction regardless. But when the moon is void, of course, usually there is not the emotional glue that pushes us to follow through and make something happen. Now, this can be different depending on your personal horoscope, if that moon as it's traveling is triggering or touching a certain aspect in your horoscope. But overall, the conventional wisdom is follow through with projects already in motion, go on the routine of your calendar, work on things that you want to finish up and complete as you move into what happens next energetically. And what happens next energetically when that moon enters the sign of Cancer at 2:58 p.m. Eastern time, and you need to adjust if you're not in this time zone. But what happens at that point in time is we are in a lot more of that emotional glue that absolutely allows the unfolding of whatever it is that we put in motion. So this late afternoon, evening is a really excellent time to sit down, break bread with someone that you're crafting ideas with, to work on something creative that you've got, you're noodling out or trying to figure out. It's a wonderful time to check in with what's going in with you, on with you intuitively. Excellent time for any therapeutic work, things that have to do with how you're taking action or following through with something with the home or with a family situation. Really, really rich for all of that. And Tuesday, the 25th, also a really excellent day for everything I just talked about and doing things that have to do with investment. Now, when I say investment, I am not a financial astrologer, but of course, I look at things astrologically when it has to do with my own finances or business aspirations. But this is a really good day for tapping into that kind of intuitive hunch wisdom. And that doesn't mean you take action on everything that's presented to you at all. But it does mean that it might be a good time for you to move through and check what's where, how does it work, is it making sense to you, and to consult with people who know about that sort of thing, advise you in financial realm, real estate realm, anything that has to do with as you shore up your finances, money for long-term goals. It's a really good day to be exploring that and understanding it well. It also is a day when we can make the kind of connections that are very bonding. So connections where someone gets where we're coming from emotionally, or we're able to feel understood, or as though someone is responding in ways that ease certain anxieties, feelings, situations. It's sometimes in life, it's not always necessary to like go into deep dive therapy, although this could be a good opportunity for those of us who are working on that sort of thing. But it's also a good time to connect with people who truly get and understand. Yes, I see you. I validate you. I am witness to this experience. And it's especially helpful at if you are or going through something where it's good to make those connections that where you feel emotionally seen and validated. And this can be as sweet as a simple conversation with a family member, hugs, connections in that way, connections with animal friends or neighbors, people who we have associations with, that we go a little deeper in that connective way that allows us to feel as though we are home within our environment, within our body, within our how we have created the life in which we live in a daily capacity. And overall, a excellent day for that kind of stretch and reach for what it is we're working on and want to have unfold in our lives. I'm just checking my notes here. Okay, Wednesday the 26th. So Wednesday the 26th, the richness of the opportunity to really have that connectivity and warmth expand happens in the early evening into mid-evening. So this is a great evening, late afternoon for a picnic, breaking bread, sharing a drink, doing things where you feel those kind of connections with people you really want to create with, whether in a family capacity or a loving capacity or an imagine what's possible capacity. Very, very strong. And it actually holds throughout the evening. So it can be as profound or simple as making a phone call or having a FaceTime with someone who you love but don't get to see that often, or being with someone very close and intimate with you in that kind of way to make those loving connections very deep, very enriching, very validating, stabilizing, and creatively uplifting. The moon goes void, of course, at 7:41 p.m., but that warmth and connectivity continues through the night. And at 2:30 a.m. on Thursday the 27th, the moon enters the sign of Leo. Now, once it enters Leo, we are in much faster moving energy. This is water moves in a very empathetic, let's see where everything is just flowing way. And so it can be these lovely strokes where it's almost effortless. It's effortless if the connections are happening. Otherwise, we can feel like we're just pushing in directions that are just way too arid and nothing is flowing. So the flow is the emphasis for late afternoon on Monday, Tuesday into Wednesday. When we're at Thursday, we're in fire energy. That's Leo, and it's fixed fire. So now we're in energy that has to do with what's the plan, where are we going, how are we making it happen? So it's much more dynamic and a bit impatient for the impatience comes with, I am moving in this direction. You're either in the car or you're not, and I'm going. Because that's where the fire takes us. We are moving. We are not in that space that's about, well, how do you feel about this? Or what do you think this is the right direction? Now we're in action mode. And so when we're in action mode, we want to connect with those who are ready to get in the car and go on the journey. So the morning for some of us may feel a little bumpy if somebody's just kind of sitting on their hands or needs their coffee or hasn't gotten out of bed yet, and we're ready to go, go, go. So the way to work with this is to make clear, this is what's happening, this is when it's happening, and you're either ready to go or you're not. And I love you, but I'm off. And that's how we move through these things without feeling this kind of, somebody's holding me back. Because of certain planetary pictures, we don't want to feel as though somebody's holding me back, or that someone is not hearing me, or that this is an old wound that's getting dug at again. We want to be able to move and take action in the way we wish. And sometimes that block or that resistance is coming from within. So you could be all by yourself and ready to get in the car and take off and do what you have to do, but still be hitting that resistant block or that sense of, I don't feel totally prepared, or I don't have what I need to make this happen. Work with whatever that resistance is in a loving way and say, let's see how we can support and aim in the best way possible, and also understand where these limitations may be coming from. Because if we understand it, then we can invite in something that might change that or present a new opportunity or offer something we haven't thought of yet. But if we don't understand the limitations, then we can't invite in the possibilities. And oftentimes the biggest limitation is self-imposed. And it's really, I mean, what makes a difference? I as an astrologer, I encounter this so often where I will sit and be working with someone, and through the chart, I can see the limitations, the challenges that a person has. But what makes the difference between that person feeling thwarted by those challenges and the person being activated in spite of the challenges? And oftentimes it has nothing to do with anything apparent in the horoscope, other than the person's drive to change that, to make something different. And where does that come from? And what we can experience on a day like Thursday the 27th, if this is something, something we encounter that feels familiar, is we can say to ourselves, well, how can I shift this or invite in the possibility that maybe if I relinquish a little control, or the illusion of control, which is actually more apt, if I relinquish the illusion of control, maybe, just maybe, I can invite in something I can't even expect or anticipate. And why do some of us have an inordinate need to control or to make sure that we've got everything as buttoned up as we can? Usually it has to do with, yes, the hard wiring of the chart, but those childhood lessons or those prior lifetime lessons where we come in with a sense of, I need to be in control for my own survival. So that moon in Leo can present us with creative opportunities we can't even imagine unless we shift a little. And so Friday the 28th, yes, there might be more like, oh, I'm bumping up against this and I didn't expect that. And that's a sudden detour. But if we can ride through it with a sense of creative optimism, by late afternoon, the opportunities that can come in through creativity and love are exponential, huge, absolutely fabulous. So I know that I'm going to be working on my own illusions of control on these days, because I want to invite in those lovely opportunities that can come through when we dream in possibilities or leave ourselves open to opportunities that we can never do just by ourselves. No es posible. It's not possible. So Friday is, I think, a lovely evening, very igniting and exciting and all of the above. And Saturday the 29th, the moon goes void, of course, at 6:53 a.m. So those of us who are early risers can kind of absorb that juice of the picture in the sky between the moon and Jupiter. That's just this delicious, like, there are endless opportunities for love and creativity. So just dream that in. Allow that to infuse you. And the moon is void until it enters Virgo at 2:59 p.m. So this would be a great morning to just play with that void, of course, moon in Leo. Play, creative, enjoy, savor. And once the moon enters the sign of Virgo, then we are in this kind of, okay, focus mode. And some of us will be more focused than others, depending on who we are energetically. But it's a wonderful time to really sink into that. How do I start to put some of this into place and action? And I think the best way to use late Saturday afternoon, evening into Sunday through the day with that moon in Virgo is to put things in place that make sense for providing the architecture, the scaffolding for how it gets filled in ways that you can't totally anticipate. Because when we set up healthy routines, then we invite in ways that we can allow the process and the goals to happen. And so that's the week. And now I turn it over to Susie.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Lots of opportunities for us to just be diving in. Okay, I invite everyone now, 10 minutes. Put on your seat belts. And as you take a few deeper breaths, just allowing yourself to be totally present as always. Then as we arrive, allowing ourselves to be fully present. Just feeling the tremendous energy of ourselves, of the earth, of the people around us. And that energy could be very uplifting and happy or scary, whatever the energy is, just distill it down. Distill all the energy down now, like you're undressing it. Take all of the energy back down to just the energy of it. So whether something is becoming from its base of energy, it becomes this or becomes that or becomes this emotion or becomes that object or becomes that relationship, whatever. Just see everything purely as energy and distill it down to its naked essence. Just taking all of that energy, and in a way what you're doing is you're just neutralizing it. Neutralize all of the energy around you from your own mind, your own body, from the space that you're in, from the world that you're in. And visualize yourself, feel yourself as a being of complete neutrality. Just for a few moments, no thoughts, no feelings, no rights, no wrongs, no desires, no wishes, no needs, no choices. Just absolutely neutral. And in this neutrality, finding calmness, finding peace, in this neutrality, there is no need to think, no responsibility. There is nothing that charges you up, nothing that triggers you, nothing that makes you happy or makes you angry. Just peaceful and calm. Just energy. Energy that is aware. Energy that is self-aware. And this place is a very, very important place for us to hold and to find. To have, perhaps to have running always, if you can, at the forefront of your mind, but at very least in the background, on the back burner. Always being this neutral voice, neutral mind, neutral feelings. Allow this to be the commonplace. Allow this to be the easy space that you can just be in. And it might take a while to get there. You might be crawling quite a ways to get there. You might have to go and disrupt some of your programming to get into this place. You might have to review some of your thoughts of your past. Definitely have to review your language. And just notice what patterns, what self-inflicted patterns we have. I am this, I have been through this. Notice how many other things, other people, other conditions we attribute to our current state of mind or our current condition. And just notice what happens when I can look out at my world with neutrality, I can also look inside my world with neutrality. Looking at my inner world without any judgment, and looking at my past, what's happened to me, where I've been, what's been done, what's happened. Looking at your past with neutrality. And then from this place, looking in front of you, looking at the future, here with the intention of this peaceful neutrality. Understanding, of course, that everything is impermanent, that we are here for these short lifetimes, and in these lifetimes we have this precious opportunity to share with each other, to share wisdom, to share joy, to share peace, to share kindness, unconditional love. And we remember that that is most important. After all of the things that we have been through, we know this and we remember this. And every day we just give ourselves a little reminder, what's the most important thing here in my life? It is to be compassionate. It is to be unconditionally loving. And we know that we will be going through difficult times again and again as individuals, as people, as a species, just one species on this huge planet, and that we are going through difficult things as a planet. And it is our joy, our love, our compassion that is the most important. So as we take a few deeper breaths, as we feel ourselves becoming more peaceful, we gently open our eyes and we invite all of the atoms around us to vibrate with joy. Thank you, everyone, for joining us. Thank you so much, Pam. See you all next week, and love now.
You have been listening to Suzy Mazzoli and Pamela Cuccinell of ActiveSpirituality.life. If you've enjoyed this program, consider a donation. You can find the link for that, ActiveSpirituality.life. Regardless, we look forward to having you join us again for next week's podcast. Please share and have a great week.